speaker is Akeem Ballard. Akeem is a communication major from Tacoma, Washington. Akeem.
Tucked slightly below the heart flap that keeps me winding through verbal traffic jams of research papers at Wattstick Library at 4 a.m. are the echoes of a black woman that was never given the permission to even think about the dreams I began to fulfill here at Lewis and Clark. Boy, get your education. They can never take your education from you, your mind. Get that education. But who knew those simple words would send me cascading across barriers of entry and tornado my curiosity into Griswold Stadium at Lewis and Clark College in the fall of 2007, in the very seats that we soon-to-be graduates sit in today. Some of us recall that convocation, quivering with fear. On that day, Professor Eben Goodstein got up to give us a pep talk that culminated in great vigor as he prepared to leave the stage and declared, "The world is in an abysmal state, and climate change is rapidly depleting our resources for our chances of survival. It is your job to save the world." This might be an appropriate and excellent challenge for graduates still searching their heads about how to find an apartment, swirling through their minds to figure out how the heck it all happened so fast, asking questions like, "What did I learn? Did I clean up after that party last night? God, I hope my parents don't see those PBR cans chilling in the back room." And the biggest ones of all, "Who will remember me? And was it enough?" But you can imagine the shock on our freshman faces as we turn, saying things like, "Save the world? Can't be talking to me, because I'm still trying to figure out how to open up my mailbox in Templeton. Save the world, I still need a little saving myself." But those words stuck with us. Save the world. And as we muddled through the tight spaces of broken cocktail party conversations and confused classroom discussions, we went on to ponder how we would do it. I mean, we probably should, right? But where do we begin? We asked this question in various liberal artsy ways in our studies to try and understand more about the world in hopes of making it a better place, indeed in hopes of saving it. The question our loved ones in the stands today still ask in their professional and personal lives: what does it all mean? Why is it important? And how has it come to be? Questions that have driven our curious minds into the depths of our own existence as we lay awake at 2 a.m. trying to figure it out, sipping on organic coffee mug smiles of our peers and reciting Kerouac's poetry, reminiscing on plaid, Timbuktus, and even wild mushroom hike memories. It drove our discussions in the bone as we subtly people watched while simultaneously picking apart social science theories and physics conjectures. We gave it life as we volunteered in soup kitchens and community gardens. We wrote grants and traveled to the far depths of the world. We danced in the hallways of our own laughter, and we've scuffled through classrooms wondering who actually did the reading last night. And after all of that, after the awards and the grants, the research publications and the internships, we still try to figure it out. What has been the value of our education here at Lewis and Clark? Is it tracked through the amount of Fulbright Award winners? Is it displayed in the various 100 Projects for Peace winners in our class? Can you add up the number of Dean's List students, multiply by the square root of the combined GPA of our class, and long division the number of sports championships, sum it all up to land on the magic number, 442? We all seek this answer, but ultimately it resides in the very question to which we seek to answer. Now hold on, some of you are afraid of the big philosophical and liberal arts metaphorical leap that I'm about to take. But my answer is grounded very deeply in truth and logic. A simple answer a single mother knew a long time ago when she whispered into her son's ear as he prepared to walk into the third grade classroom of a teacher who many had said was racist. They can never take your education from you, no matter what. You see, we've been given the power of life through that very thing Mama Rose instilled in me. We have learned how to unlock the secrets of the world around us. We have found Batman's intense yellow tool belt with fists full of questions that will allow us to seek the deeper understanding. In math courses, where we learned about the existence of other dimensions, at 8 a.m. as we were rushing to E&D, thinking to ourselves, "Now I ain't late, I'm just early for the next time." Some of us unpacked it as we cooked for our friends on a snow-capped mountain hood hike, watching the technicolor sunset drape just below our own exhaustion. Some of us ripped it apart in the chambers of our own hearts. As we saw things halfway across the world, we never imagined would even be possible. And some of us brought it up from the water with the paddle that led our kayak through the river. And still, some of us found the answer, dangling between the smiles and tears of friends as we peered into each other's lives, full of trials and tribulations, because we cared enough to ask how and why. The glory of our discovery, our education, will never hold together the agitated enemies of this world like a pair of bookends, and it may never fully sew up the achievement gap in the U.S. in a single stitch. Our education probably won't compute a single-digit number that will unlock the secret to cancer, and it may never construct a time machine to take us back to the edge of our mistakes. But our education has given us the ability to begin the inquiry, to show the world that it is possible if only we are willing to take the first step necessary. The secret lies in the ability to explore the depths of our souls enough to discover something that will pierce the first stitch, that will sew up all the cracks and crevices deeply embedded into the jagged edge of our world today. It lies in the words echoed by parents, friends, loved ones, mentors, and teachers alike. So in a few short minutes, we'll walk across the stage and shake the hands of our wise guides here. We'll proceed through the smiles and peers of peers and collapse into the reception in amazement and hope that it was enough. Hope that our loved ones are proud that they have come to see the class of 2011 graduate. And soon after, the curtains will fall and the music will fade. There will be no slow song that trips the nostalgic melodic chord of our lives. There will be no fanfare after today. And believe it or not, we'll still have our own rent to pay. No banner whipping through the skies of our lives proclaiming that we did it. Even when the diploma sits on our office desks or in our forgotten mothball corners of our attics in a decade's time, we will still look back on this day. And yeah, know that we did it. If nothing else, know that you did it. You saved the world. Pause. Now, some of you are saying, don't put that on me. I didn't save no world. And some of you are whispering to themselves, dang right, finally got the recognition I deserve in this place. But you did. You saved my world. Whether you actively sought to or passively were a part of it, you spun a most auspicious web of questions and perspectives by which I am forever changed. You danced with me at 4 a.m. on Hawthorne, and you've hugged each other outside the library after an all-nighter, the second and third time in a row. You've made dessert masterpieces in the bone with me, and you've pushed back in the classrooms of Howard, Miller, and Bodine. You've built me up at times when I couldn't find a ladder to stand on, and you've even humbled me when I couldn't open up the parachute to get back down to the ground. You've traced our memories and let your fingertips whisper a smile as you threw up a high five because you knew someone had a bad day. You told me stories of staff and faculty members who would in turn become some of the greatest teachers I've ever had the privilege to know. You've presented problems for us to tackle together, and you raise the bar on what a community can do if we are only willing to listen. So as you're wondering what it all meant, know that it means life. Everyone here today gave me life to our time, and I am in your debt. Mama Rose is still echoing to each of you as you continue to try to find the meaning and value in it all. Get your education. And it seems, yep, Professor Goodseem was right in his prediction that you will save the world. After all, if it only takes one, let me stand as an example that you already have done it. So to my fellow graduates, don't let a moment pass by that doesn't remind you what Mama Rose and parents alike have given us. Every time you stand, speak, knowing that someone in here believed enough in the power of education. Know that before we could even string together grammatically correct sentences or dribble a basketball, before any of us knew what it meant to be critical, and before Lewis and Clark College sent us that big envelope of acceptance, know that everyone in the stands today loved us enough to bestow on us the power of true exploration and discovery, tempered by an undeniable compassion and fueled by a wish to give you better. They have given us the power of tomorrow. So go out there, keep showing the world how to get that education. Thank you.